Hello and welcome to another episode of Making It in Movie Making with me, Richard Fish, and today I am joined by nobody. This is, I guess, the narcissism episode. I'm going to talk a little bit about myself and my own film things, but before that, I'm going to kind of explain, well, it's kind of the same thing, actually. I'm going to explain what's happened to the podcast, why I've not done a recent episode for a while, and in explaining that, talk about my own filmmaking a little bit. So I have spoken to a few people about being guests on the podcast soon, and some of them, it's been a little bit difficult to organize time when I'm free to talk and they're free to talk. There's three guests that I'm definitely going to get at some point, hopefully sooner rather than later. So the podcast is not dead, it's just not consistent. It never has been that consistent, but I will be starting it up again for another series or season or whatever you want to call these things, another run of episodes. I'll try and get another 10 this year. I think 10's probably a good number for me to safely say I can do each year. I should have more time this month and next as well to get a few recorded, even if I don't put them out. As for why I've been so busy, well, I've been balancing lots of things that make me money, like part-time gigs, as well as finishing up my second feature film, which is Seven Kills, Three Songs, and a Banana. And I have to get that ready for a low-key screening, which is going to happen next weekend. And then beyond that, I have got no idea what the life of the film is. I don't know if it's going to be festivals, or if I'm going to go straight to video on demand, or do Blu-rays and DVDs and that sort of thing, independently publish them. It's all a bit of a balancing act. So I'll get my kind of small audience reaction and go from there. It's an interesting one because I don't even know how to promote this film. It is a little bit of everything, as you can probably guess from the title. And it's kind of a horror film. It's got musical elements. It's got drama. It's, I think, mostly sort of comedy, satire. Kind of if Scream were a musical mixed with a bit of that sort of Team America, World Police kind of humor, or, you know, those kind of make fun of everything South Park style humor, but it's not as offensive or big as those kind of jokes are, I don't think. It's kind of, some of it's culture shock from being in America, like things that to me seem a little bit out there but are kind of perfectly normal that I've just dialed up and made ridiculous for the film. There's also some real dramatic moments in there, and it, as I say, it's mostly comic or ridiculous, or I guess the kind of promo reaction or tagline would be like, what am I watching? Like, that's kind of the feeling that I would expect people would have, but hopefully in a good way. Like, I mean, I've watched the edit that I have a couple of times through. There's things that I love. There's things that I would be like, oh, if only I'd had more money, or if only I'd had more time, or if only I'd had, like, better equipment or whatever. But I think it largely works. And so the reason I've not been doing podcasts is because I've been editing and editing and editing and editing and editing and editing and so on. I don't even know when I started editing this film. Probably around November, October, possibly even a little bit earlier than that. But all of January, February, and I've been editing pretty much every day. And then before that, December, November, I was editing a lot as well. And even now, it's 6 days before I'm going to show this film to a small audience. And I'm still kind of tweaking things, getting it a little bit perfect. I have the movie. Like, if I had to show it tomorrow, I could. But I won't let go of the edit until it is right down to the line. Okay, now I'm showing it to people. And then after it's out there, I'm hoping that I'll just leave it alone. But Let's see. Maybe people will hate it and then I'll have to try and save it. Or maybe there'll be some unforeseen glitch that I don't know about that I have to try and create. I mean, I had this problem with my last film, What You Can't Promise, is it all sounded perfect on headphones, but then when I saw it in a cinema, all of a sudden sound inconsistencies came up, and then I had to kind of blindly guess where to eliminate noise or dial things up and down that I couldn't even hear. I just went from memory. Okay, where was this too loud in the room? Where was this offensive? Where was and I just kind of stood up. Anyway, from that experience and from doing lots of editing since then, I think I've got better at it, and the sound levels should be more or less balanced. But that's technical stuff. No one really cares about that, or maybe you do, but it's not as interesting as what is this film about? And the answer is watch it. Anything that you think a movie that is called Seven Kills, Three Songs, and a Banana might be about is probably right and probably wrong. I think it is. It's up there. I think technically it's the hardest challenge I've ever had. It's by far the most people I've ever had on a single film for me, even though it is still absolutely tiny. I shot 95% of it by myself. There were a couple of days where I had people film certain things for me. Sam Corleone did some second camera stuff for me in a club scene, which I've used most of. It was great. And Tomáš Awaz shot a little portion for me as well, using his equipment, which was way better than mine. And actually, to make everything sort of match, I've had to make his footage not look maybe not quite as good as it did, just so that there's a consistent image. Not that the movie looks bad, it doesn't at all. It looks really good. And I've got lots of really talented people involved. And yeah, it's fun. Like I'm really looking forward to showing this one to people. So I said I was going to talk about myself, and I am. So at the same time as this, I've also I guess I've got a DVD and Blu-ray deal for What You Can't Promise, which is odd because that movie is 2 years, 2 and a bit years old now. And then all of a sudden, FilmHub were like, okay, this is doing well on streaming, so now we want to make discs. And I love physical media. I know that I'm in the minority. And there are discs of that movie that exist that I self-published. But the idea that you'll be able to buy my film in retail outlets or on the websites of retail outlets, I'm still, I kind of see that as a milestone, even though I know that DVDs and Blu-rays don't sell, and hell, who knows, maybe it won't even make the publishing costs back, but it is fun that it's out there. Yeah, it's hard to do this without a guest. especially when I don't really like boasting. But no, I'm happy with the film I've got. I'm excited to show it to people. Oh, I was going to talk a little bit about festivals, wasn't I? I don't know if I'm doing the festival route because I've had disappointment with festivals lately. It just bugs me that you have to submit, pay a fee, which is usually a very high fee. Like with What You Can't Promise, it's a no-budget film. And if you look at no-budget festivals, for a feature, some of them want like $80, $90 to enter. And, the film cost me like $600 to make, so of course I'm not going to pay that. And then the ones that are lower to enter or seem like a perfect fit for the movie, you enter them and then you wait 6 months or longer, whatever it is, and then eventually you get an email after their own deadline when they say they're going to accept or reject. And it's in my case, it's most of the time I get rejected. Occasionally I'll get into festivals, but most of the time, whether it's that or shorts, you typically just get rejected. So it is kind of throwing money away. Now, you're probably thinking, well, your stuff must be crap. Maybe it is, I don't know. But I apply to festivals because I want to go to them and meet other filmmakers and see my film. Like I've noticed at some festivals I go to, there are people who will have their film there and then they'll turn up to watch their own movies and then go home and forget about it. But for me, it's all about seeing things that I would otherwise never watch and then meeting those filmmakers. And I think it's even more enjoyable to do that if you can then introduce yourself as part of the crowd, be like, hey, I'm a filmmaker, my film showed or my film's showing on X day. It's a nice kind of creative and supportive network to be a part of. So I think film festivals are a good idea. I'm just not a wealthy person. So I think for me, it's always a financial risk, even if it is just $20, $30 or whatever. It's like, you know, that could be food or, you know, something like, I don't need to just throw money away so other people can see their films. It's, you know, and it's the wait. So while I'm waiting to see if maybe my film will be shown at a festival somewhere, I could just have the film on streaming making money or, you know, at least getting out there in the world, getting an audience. You don't make a fortune on streaming, don't get me wrong. Yeah, so that's that's where I'm at. So this is, I think, I'm learning why the major studios get the actors to promote the films rather than having the writer, director, producer, editor, I don't know what I am, chef, all the things that I did on my movie, half of which I'm not even credited for. If there's a credit, if you come see my movie and you see the credits and there's like, oh, there's no producer, there's no set dresser, there's no costume designer, anything that's not listed in the credits is something that I did, most likely, because it's that level of budget. It's a tiny, tiny budget film, but it is also the biggest film I've ever made, by far. You know, like, I spent thousands of dollars on this. It's true, I did spend thousands of dollars on it, or thousands of dollars went into making this movie. I got some money towards it, that was exciting. But yeah, it's good. It's going to be entertaining, and I hope people enjoy it. And as for this podcast, I will be back with more interesting people to learn from and to share experiences with and to help all of you in your filmmaking journeys in the near future. As I've said, I want to do 10 episodes this year. So if you're one of my listeners, and apparently there are listeners because people have asked me, when is the podcast coming back? Then yeah, reach out. You know, I'm looking for people. If we can organize a time to talk about your stuff, and I'm open to anyone. It's not just directors, it's writers, it's actors. If you've got, you know, if you're number one makeup artist on movies, please let me know. Be good to get some new perspectives. Like, all I look for is making it in movie makers. I can't even say the title of my own podcast. Making it in movie making. Anyone who's trying to make movies on whatever level, I'd love to talk to you and get some insight from you. In the meantime, thanks for listening. If you've stuck with me this far, you must be a fan. And yeah, support me by watching my movie as soon as it's an option. Thank you. Goodbye.